I do dog walking on the side, and one day I got this new dog. First day out walking, it lunged at my face, practically tore off my nose. After it was all over was the pain. I couldn't look in the mirror. I decided to call the advocates. They walked me through every step, and I never saw a single bill. Got me a settlement that covered everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. With us, you can focus on healing from a dog bite, and we'll handle everything else.
I do dog walking on the side, and one day I got this new dog. First day out walking, it lunged at my face, practically tore off my nose. After it was all over was the pain. I couldn't look in the mirror. I decided to call the advocates. They walked me through every step, and I never saw a single bill. Got me a settlement that covered everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. With us, you can focus on healing from a dog bite, and we'll handle everything else.
As I'm walking home from class one day, boom, out of nowhere, a car jumps the curb and hits me, breaking my pelvis. I was terrified and I was in pain. Laying in the hospital bed, I didn't know what to do. I was 1,000 miles from home. I'm a college student. There's no way that I have the money to pay for hospital bills, let alone a lawyer. But then I heard about the advocates. They don't charge you anything, not even a dime, unless they win your case. So I called them up. I'm an out-of-state student, and they still represented me. They were incredible. The advocates helped me every step of the way. The settlement that they got me paid for all of the hospital bills and physical therapy to help me walk again. It also covered the shifts that I missed from work. Even if you're an out-of-state student, these people will help you. Definitely call the advocates. You won't regret it.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. College is hard enough without worrying about medical bills. If you're hurt, give us a call. We'll take care of the rest.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's episode of Around the Loop. On tonight's episode, we're going to be discussing a couple things, such as iPad kids, and what does that mean, versus when I was growing up as a kid. We're also going to discuss about, you know, the young youth nowadays. Did they lose their manners? Is it the young adults today? I mean, is it the elderly too? Is it everyone? Or am I the one losing my mind here? I could be. I mean, y'all let me know if I'm tripping. But we're also going to go over how kids nowadays just are losing their manners. And I mean, how it was when I was growing up. And the importance of that. I'm also going to go over about seeing parenting through my eyes as a kid, and what I mean by that is not understanding when I was a kid why my parents parented a certain way, why they did things a certain way. And now that I'm an adult, I see it and I get it. We're going to be going over that. And a little special thing at the very end, we're going to go over wandering eyes and what that means. So let's go over about iPad kids, right? What I mean by that is, is the young kids, I mean, I'm talking about maybe one, two, three, four, maybe 5 year olds. They're stuck to this iPad or even a tablet. It doesn't have to be necessarily a iPhone. Oh, let me backtrack. A tablet or an iPad, let alone the iPhone. Or an Android phone. Whatever the kid has their hand on, it's like they're glued to it. They're stuck to it. And it concerns me. Sometimes, I get it. It helps certain individual kids. I'm not judging parents like that. I get it. Sometimes maybe, you know, the kid has a special needs and not understanding where they're coming from or knowing their background. You might see it in a way that, oh, it's an iPad kid. They're stuck to it. But then, you know, there are some kids, been in a couple restaurants where literally the parents have snatched the iPad away and it just, hell broke loose, you know, all that at Applebee's, hence on why I don't go to Applebee's. I'm joking. It has nothing to do with Applebee's, actually. It's just the craziness. Sometimes I feel like the youth is consumed by it. I mean, at this point, like, the kids know how to operate technology better than I do. $20 says they know how to do crypto. They probably do know how to do stocks better than I do. They probably know how to do day trading and all that good stuff. And let me get over the topic of Fortnite kids. So, I'm not shitting on anybody that was a Fortnite fan or is a Fortnite fan. You know, for everybody that is playing it, you know, kudos to you. You do your thing. I just suck at it, so I'm not going to talk shit about it. I've seen a lot of people do big careers out of it, and it's cool. But being a Fortnite career player it's not for everyone. So, you know, think of another thing outside the picture. But I do support the people that are trying out there, you know. Give it your best shot. But what I mean by iPad kids is sometimes you take the iPad kid and there's no social skills to them. And it's sad. It's almost like they don't know who to talk to. They don't know how to conversate. It's a complete awkwardness. I mean, when I was growing up, it was kind of like that. You had Game Boys, you had the PSP, the PS Vita, PSP Vita and stuff like that. You had handheld devices. We had phones at the back of the day, but, you know, that's when it started popping off with Razors, and I'll never forget it with Motorola Razors and stuff with phones, and then you got touchscreens and all that good stuff. But, I mean, in a way, I mean, there will always be the whole idea of a screen being in front of your face, you know, like a TV screen, some sort of image in the background that is just keeping you distracted. And there are people out there that, I swear, that you literally have to pull them back a little bit, a couple feet back from the TV, because they're right there. Or some people that watch TV and you can do a front flip in front of them, a back flip, a cartwheel, you name it, and it doesn't even faze them. And they're still watching TV. You know who you are. But I'm not shitting on anybody. I love you guys all. All equally, I guess. If you know how to spell equally, then I love you. If you don't, shit, that's on you. Figure it out. But want to go over, like, manners growing up. You know, it's different. Everybody has their own story. They have their own ways that how they were risen up or how they were growing up. And I mean, my mama taught me better. You know, she didn't teach me to cuss or anything. She didn't teach me to be a bad person. She taught me good things. But manners should be installed at a young age. It should be shown. I think it's very important. The yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, good morning, good evening, you know, proper greeting of the day ain't gonna hurt nobody. It ain't. And unrespected of the southern thing where, you know, the folks out there on the East Coast too, on the southern folks out there in North Carolina, they, you know, they had manners, and I learned that out there. I had to learn manners, and it was different. It definitely was different out there. And it taught me to be a better person. I mean, I like it, but sometimes it almost got my ass in some hot situations, which, it's kind of weird. It's weird. But then you take that mannerism that you learn on the East Coast, that Southern East Coast, like, mannerism, and you bring it over to the West Coast, right? Well, it's kind of a fucking culture shock on my end. And I come back here to California when I got out of the Marines. I mean, I was out in North Carolina for a couple months. I got out, and once I was out, I came back to California. I was working at the Panera Bread at the mall there. And I swear in my soul, like, it just didn't feel right. To me, it felt like I was working with kids. I mean, but these were like 18, 17-year-old people and above. But it was weird. I didn't fit in. Even with the folks that were my age at the time or even older than me, it just, I don't know. I didn't see eye to eye with them. I didn't fit in. But deep down inside, I knew I had potential for more. But it shocks me. It shocks me with some of these kids nowadays. I mean, the other day, I was just going through the mall up in Temecula. I'm not going to name drop the mall there. But as I'm walking, you know, I'm walking with my lady, and right next to her, we're walking, and there's a group of kids, and they see us, and instead of moving over, I mean, I guess the young boy wanted to do some weird game where he can, you know, I'm gonna move out of his way. No, sir, you need to have some manners, young boy. You need to move over. I'm a grown adult. I am not moving for you, buddy. Some of you guys might think it's wrong, but to each their own, kiss my fucking ass. That's all I gotta say. But it is what it is. And, you know, I sit down and I reminisce about it growing up. It's pretty interesting, you know. On this episode, I'm gonna get a little personal. About to get, you know, a little deep in this. So, for a couple of you guys that do know me, or for the people that don't know me, you know, you're about to see and hear a side of me that, I mean, it's a state of vulnerability. I'm gonna be vulnerable with you guys, to you guys. So, you know, I wanna go over the topic about growing up as a kid. I, not that I was abused or nothing. No. Fuck no. I had loving parents. I really did. And, you know, I was a kid. I didn't understand why I didn't get to go, like, camping, or why I didn't have, you know, certain video games like other kids did, or why I was always working and helping my pops out. I didn't get it, you know. And growing up, I mean, it kind of made a little thing called resentment. A little resentment in me. And I resented my parents a little bit. Because, I don't know, I feel like, you know, on my dad's perspective, and I love you, Dad. You know, if you're going to hear this, I love you, Dad. And this is not me talking bad about you, it's not. You know, I never understood it, why you always had me working and always had me hustling as a kid, you know. I didn't get it. But now I'm an adult, growing up, it clicks. It clicks. And, I mean, you kept me busy. So by you always keeping me busy, it kept me out of the fucking streets. So I thank you for that. I do. And, you know, it wasn't, I don't know, I guess it wasn't the childhood that I expected. I thought I'd be able to go out more and have the same freedom that my siblings did growing up. And I don't resent my siblings whatsoever. I love you guys. I love the three of you guys. I do. Sometimes I just wish I got to go out there and play like you guys did at the park, you know? But I was out there working. But it's okay, because of that, I learned a lot of things about cars, and I fucking thank my father for that. In the long run, it's taught me about cars. If a car breaks down on me, I know what the fuck to do. I know what's up. Like, I'm not scared. I got it. And, I thank my dad for that. But growing up, like, I didn't understand, you know, didn't understand it. Why my dad was a certain way with me. But now I do now as a grown man. And in my 26 years of life, like, it finally clicked. Almost 27 in a couple weeks. It finally clicked. And Dad, I love you, man, but I don't blame you. I forgive you. I do. I forgive you. And reason is, you didn't have that role model growing up. Yeah, my grandpa was alive. I mean, he was there. He had my grandma. Rest in peace, and I love her too. But he wasn't specifically that role model for you. Hence why you didn't know certain things, Dad. Or why I felt kind of awkward growing up with you sometimes. But I'm working on that. I truly am. And you know, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to understand you better and starting to see a side of vulnerability from you too, which is nice. It just sucks it took this long to figure it out, you know, which I was younger and couldn't understand, but you know, it's about growing up, and sometimes you just it's just the way of life. And you know, hopefully you as an individual one day you can see past it. You as an individual one day can grow it, you know, can grow up to be better. Everybody can. Everybody has potential. You know, from my mom.
I do dog walking on the side, and one day I got this new client, a new dog. First day out walking it, it just lunged at my face and just practically tore off my nose. After it was all over was the pain. And something like that stays with you. I couldn't look in the mirror. Just, I didn't want to know what I looked like afterwards. With the emotional and physical trauma, there's also the money. Where am I going to get this money to recover and look like myself again? I didn't know who to contact. I ended up talking to my dad, and he told me to talk to the advocates. They walked me through every step, and I never saw a single bill. Lots of plastic surgeries, a lot of tears, but the advocates got me a settlement that covered everything, and then some. I am so glad I made that call.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. With us, you can focus on healing from a dog bite, and we'll handle everything else.
You know, turning the pages over to my mom now. I love you, Mom. I do. You know, I know you mentioned it before that you may have not been the best mother, but you fucking were the best mom ever, and you still are. You are. You know, you raised four amazing kids, and each and one of us, shit, we're all doing something fucking great. We're all striving for greatness in life. So, Mom, you made two Marines, you made a fire sprinkler technician, and my sister's in the medical field. That's something super proudful to do. Especially not having that exact role model growing up when you were young. You know, and I get it. Yeah, your mother was there, so was your father. My grandparents were there. I get it. But they weren't the role models. They weren't. They definitely weren't. So, I understand why you were the way you were. And I respect them, Mom. And I'm proud of you. And I want to tell you, Mom and Dad, you know, Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of both of you guys for doing your best at parenting the four of us with no fucking guidance. You didn't have that father figure, you didn't have that mother figure, you know, like where they were able to show you how to be a proper fucking parent. You didn't. And now as an adult, I get it. So, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I apologize now as a grown man for the way I acted, for some tomfoolery shit. But I do want to shout you guys out and say that I'm super fucking proud of you guys. I truly am. And you know, it takes some time, you guys. It takes some time to grow up, and not everybody has the best childhood. Fuck, I mean, hey, some of you guys have great parents, and shout out to the fucking folks out there trying their fucking best, you know? To others, it might not be rags to riches or riches to rags or vice versa, but it'll more be like, you know, you just do your fucking best. And at the end of the day, if you got clothes on their back, food in their belly, and a roof over their head, life's good. Am I wrong? I guess not. But it takes some time for you guys. It will. I mean, some of you guys maybe don't have parents anymore. And I respect it to you guys. Some of you guys, you know, your parents went to the gates of heaven early in your life. And now you're standing here strong as fuck. Some of you guys have family. Some of you guys have kids. So, you know, shout out to you guys for making your parents proud. Because I swear they're proud of you guys. They are. And, you know, on the note of vulnerability, you know, here you guys hear it in my voice. It's the real deal. It truly is. But I am super proudful of every single person around here that is trying their fucking best being a parent. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. I mean, I'm not a parent. I'm not. But I sure do help around when I can. So, to everybody out there, you know, keep striving, keep charging forward, keep your head up. Keep your head up. There are no rules to parenting, I guess, in this world. But just to do your fucking best. To give you your 100. And for all the kids out there, or for all the adults out there that didn't have parents, or the parents, you know, the situation happened where mom or dad left out of the life, there will be somebody else, you know, that may step in. Or you may have a father figure, you may have a mother figure somewhere out there, like a auntie, or your grandma, your grandpa, your uncle. Fuck, could be your even neighbor. Could be your neighbor, you know? Or you can have a homie in the neighborhood that you looked up to because they were inspiration. There's always going to be inspiration and role models out there. So don't, just because your parents aren't there, doesn't mean, you know, you can't learn. But you have to push yourself to want to be better. You have to strive to want to be better as a parent. To be, want to be better as an individual all. You know, all in one piece. You need to fight for survival in this world. Is nasty. It is. So you gotta fend for your life. You gotta fend for your little one. You gotta do what you gotta do. But at the end of the day, you have to fucking strive and push forward. Not just take out handouts from everyone. And to anybody who that hears this, I mean, if you, your feelings get hurt by this, I mean, hey, if the shoe fits, what did it say? Wear it? Yeah, fucking wear it then. So, I can care less. I really can. And it's important. It's important to be a role model out there. Like I said in the previous episode, it's important to be a role model to anybody and everybody. Because you never know who you can inspire. There may be somebody at work that you're inspiring to strive to be better. You never know. You truly don't. So, like I said, always do your best. Always give it your 100 when you're out there. Because you never know. Somebody is going to be down in the bad. Somebody's ready to quit. Maybe somebody's ready to quit life. And you might be that light, that inspiration. So to everybody, be good. Be good to everybody. You know, be kind. It's really easy to be out in this world and pop off on each other and get really mad. It truly is. But what's that going to get you when you're constantly just fighting? Nowhere. It's just going to bring you nothing but issues, problems. Do you really need that? You know, imagine that you get in a fight out there in the street. And you, as the person, accidentally knock somebody out and they crack their head on the fucking concrete. Or they accidentally, you know, fall backwards and hit a car. Well, what if you get knifed or shot at? Then what? Was it really worth it? When something like that could be just discussed? When it's, you gotta start growing up. Maybe it's all smoke and mirrors. Maybe you don't need to act all hard and stuff. I get it. Some people had a hard life and you have to have a tough skin. Okay. You know, I'm not saying to change. Nah, be you. Continue to be you. But don't be rude. Be kind. Be kind and be kind and courteous to everyone. You never know what the other individual is going through. Through that day, through that morning, through that evening. You never know if they lost somebody. You never know. So be good to everybody. And we're going to keep this episode a little short this week. But it's all good for everybody. It's all good. So I'm glad you guys made it this far. And I know it's a little different this time. There's no commercial on my marijuana products or things, recommendations and stuff like that. Because this episode is a little different. This is a little more personal. And I want you guys to know that what I'm saying is coming straight from the heart. It's coming straight from the mind and the soul. It truly is. But wanna talk about, you know, growing up now is before I try to wrap it up tonight. Growing up, it's taken a lot of me. It really has. And over the years, I've had a lot of life lessons in my way. In ways I can never imagine. I've experienced traumatic things in my life that I swear I wish I never did. I wish nobody ever experiences what I had to go through. But because of what I went through, isn't gonna make me a fucking mean person. Isn't gonna make me a hatred person to this world. No, it just taught me to be smarter next time. And sometimes life lessons hurt. But you need to learn how to move forward. You need to learn how to go past that. You know, maybe sometimes you get in an argument with somebody, or even get in an argument with your loved ones. Like, hey, okay, you bumped heads. That's that. Don't hold a grudge with one another. Don't do that. Because me growing up, you know, you hold grudges on people sometimes. It'll fuck you up. You hold a grudge on somebody and that person might not be there tomorrow. And now you're on this grudge forever for life. Don't live with that. Don't live with that in your guilt, your conscience. Don't. But, you know, special shout out to everybody out there that's trying their fucking best. Continue to do that. Continue to strive for the best. Wake up in that morning. Put your shirt on. Put your work pants on. Put your shoes on. And remember, you have control of your life. Remember, you have total control of your life. At the end of the day, you do. Because you're the one that puts your clothes on. For many reasons why you have to go to work. From kids to having to take care of your parents to even taking care of the disabled. There's so many reasons why you have to go to work. Or even just to stay alive out here. But we all have our reasons why. So be kind to one another. And remember, don't let nobody control your life, because at the end of the day, you're the one that wakes up. They don't wake you up. You wake up. And thank the man above. Thank him for another day. Because somebody out there, you know, it's sad to say, but today you woke up and you took a fresh breath while somebody else didn't wake up today. So be blessed. Be blessed to see today. And I pray that many of you guys get to see many days and many more. So I want to roll over the topic of wandering eyes. And what the fuck does that mean, right? Well, wandering eyes around the loop, huh? There's a couple of you guys out there, you know who the fuck you are. I'm not gonna name drop, but you know who you are. Keep your eyes to yourself. It's a shame. It's a shame. And maybe, you know, some of you men out there might say, ooh, you know, it doesn't hurt. Look, window shopping. Nah, it hurts, dude. It hurts. Because how would you like your woman or your man, vice versa, depending on the situation that you're in, you know, looking up and down on another person? You wouldn't like that. No, so respect it. But hey, you know, some couples are different, but to each their own. But wandering eyes, and what the fuck does that mean? It means wandering eyes. Keep your eyes to yourself. Don't be out there looking up and down, checking out other people. Nah, respect yourself and, you know, respect your wife. For you guys out there that are married, respect your fucking wives. And hey, I guess the situation is vice versa. You females out there, if you are married, respect your fucking husbands. Don't be out there hooting, hollering and shit. Don't. Respect one another. If you're in a relationship, do that. Because at the end of the day, it's going to fucking backfire on you. Karma will catch up to you. You will be punished. Whether it happens now or 10 years down the road, just be good. Be good. And, you know, thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this short episode tonight. You know, letting me open up and be vulnerable with you guys. And I will be dropping another episode shortly. I definitely will. So, hope you...
So, my husband and I were driving home from a date night, and we were hit head-on by a drunk driver. It was awful. Anytime it's a drunk driver, that's not an accident. They made a choice to get behind the wheel. So we called the advocates. They took care of everything. The settlement that they got for us was really good. They gave us our lives back.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't pay for someone else's bad decisions. With the Advocates, you won't have to.
You guys like the image I have up? It's shout out to me and my mom. I love you. That's a picture of me when I was young. It's my mama. And like I said to you guys, I'm super proud of every single one of you guys. Because always, everyone here has the potential for greatness. Everyone in this world does. So, you know, thank you for listening. And stay tuned to another episode of Around the Loop.
I do dog walking on the side, and one day I got this new client, a new dog. First day out walking it, it just lunged at my face and just practically tore off my nose. After it was all over was the pain. And something like that stays with you. I couldn't look in the mirror, just I didn't want to know what I looked like afterwards. With the emotional and physical trauma, there's also the money. Where am I going to get this money to recover and look like myself again? I didn't know who to contact. I ended up talking to my dad, and he told me to talk to the advocates. They walked me through every step, and I never saw a single bill. Lots of plastic surgeries, a lot of tears, but the advocates got me a settlement that covered everything, and then some. I am so glad I made that call.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. With us, you can focus on healing from a dog bite, and we'll handle everything else.